Without trust, society stagnates.
Economies decline.
And businesses fail.
My Security Media believes through security,
trust between individuals,
organisations,
and government can be maintained. Welcome to the
Cybersecurity Weekly
Podcast.
Okay, welcome to My Security Media's Cybersecurity Weekly Podcast and recording from B-Sides Perth and joined by Alex Dolan again. Dolls, thanks for joining us.
No problem.
And Michael, hacker name Osprey.
Hi.
Do I call you Osprey and Dolls? Just for the sake of this particular podcast. Now, you're running a CTF, Capture the Flag, competition here as part of B-Sides. Osprey, maybe talk us through what some of the key challenges and how the CTF's been put together.
So the CTF's been put together with probably the biggest range of different challenges that you'll find out of any of the hackathons.
Right.
So we have a whole bunch of GRC challenges and a whole bunch of question related to sort of like standard information security, as well as sort of the more traditional security challenges such as web apps, a bit of reverse engineering and those sort of things.
Forensics. Okay.
So it's a 2-day, you've designed it as a 2-day
session? That's right. We hope that if somebody worked on it straight for 2 days, they'd be able to answer them all or at least have the best opportunity to answer all of them. And we've balanced the score around the governance, risk and compliance components so that the best all-rounded security person would win, would come out on top with their balance of points. So for penetration testers who... you know, really good at hacking web applications, they're not necessarily just going to win. So this is not just a web app capture the flag event. This is a security all round.
So it sounds like it's built for a team approach.
It's perfect for a team. Yeah, absolutely.
And a team that, as you say, the governance risk side, but also that those technical skills. What type of, let's dive into some of the technical stuff. What type of vulnerabilities are you really trying to sort of highlight in this CTF?
I guess so that for the technical stuff, the vulnerabilities that you'd find are sort of, particularly for the web applications, are the ones that I typically see during my day-to-day job. So some standard SQL injection that you'd see, and then some of the newer sort of stuff that you see where developers have just overlooked some basic stuff, and that's opening up some information that they probably shouldn't have exposed publicly
in web applications
in or web applications.
Okay, and is that around sort of the firewall setups and those types of things?
So in web applications, it's not so much. It's more like what they're including in their web application when they publish, and sort of like what files are sitting in their application exposed.
Okay. I was referring to like WAFs and those types of things as well.
So we don't have any WAF challenges, but that might be a good idea for future years.
Oh, okay.
They require some infrastructure to pull off, I think, those ones. But we've also got some scenarios. So like one scenario example is there's this product that a contributor will create that automatically locks your doors. It's an Internet of Things lock, and there's a product website about it. That product website is full of vulnerabilities.
Nice.
So, there's a little bit of a story behind it. It makes it a bit more fun and interesting.
Okay. Now, we've got... Well, I was going to move on to WA. I know Perth and the Perth community reasonably well. And when you talk about sort of an IoT approach, WA is actually sort of recognised as an IoT state with our mining and that type of thing approach. Have you kind of written it with WA or the local community in mind as to what the needs are, or more around what just an IoT approach?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, we did try to get some WA flavour in there, probably not so deliberately. And we do have a lot of people coming from elsewhere to this conference to play the CTF. So, we didn't want to make it too specific to WA.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, it is quite a broad audience here, you know. We've interviewed someone from Singapore, New Zealand, and we've got people from Taiwan and a few other different places. So it is an interesting audience. Maybe talk us through who is in the CTF. We've got at nearing the end of day one, how do you think that they're going through, considering it's a two-day kind of program, or designed to be, how are they going? Are they racing through it, or are they going to plan?
I think there's a total of about 9,000 points, just shy of 9,000.
Around that, yep.
Yep. And we've got, at the moment, Tony sitting on top.
We can assume Tony is
a single person because we've got other team
names. It's not Tony Campbell, I can tell you that.
No, it's not Tony Campbell. He's getting points as we're talking. He's just dropped another 100 points. So,
And has taken a 1,000-point lead over Ox Dead Beefers.
Zero Ox Dead New Beefers.
And Team Wong La is coming third, and Team Lee is coming fourth. It's pretty close between the third, fourth, and fifth IOSS as well. So whoever Tony is, I would anticipate Tony is either going to cream them and win by a clear thread. So in terms of, you mentioned you broke down into sort of the technical and the GRC side. Is it getting through some basic GRC questions first?
Lots of people went for those straight away.
You're about to release a product, an IoT-related product. You want to get that GRC right first before you even move into the technicalities. Is that how
exactly? And the inspiration's been taken from the CISM, the CSER exams.
Got it, okay.
Those kind of things where the questions have come from. So it's a little bit different than the normal CTFs that we see. But we wanted to make it really diverse.
Great. How did you go about it? I mean, I take it both of you have done plenty of CDF sort of competitions before. Have you written this fresh and kind of what was your, I don't know, not so much your inspiration but your process? What should, I mean, if I come from, say, someone coming in to do a CTF or enter a CTF competition, what would be the basic skills that you would suggest you need to come and get involved?
A laptop and willingness to learn, I think, because all these guys will be helping each other. And if someone is a bit unfamiliar with something, they'll likely ask around the room.
Yeah.
Everybody helping each other. We want people to learn how to do security.
Yeah.
Yep. So pretty much you just read the challenges and then start Googling around what you think it might be and Googling around sort of basic sort of testing processes, and that gets you on your way.
It is amazing when you just start Googling. There's plenty of scripts and help guides out there, yeah?
Yeah. When I first started learning this stuff, I was told that Google was a hacker's best friend.
Yes.
And that's all you should ever use.
Very good.
Yeah.
Okay, well, there's no excuse now not to get involved with a CTF competition.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to a few sort of meetups in this space as well, and I found the same thing is everyone's hitting Google first. I thought, well, if that was easy, didn't know it was that easy, and everyone's cheating on Dr. Google. So good on you. So I've been joined by Alex Dolan, or Doles, his hacker name, and also Michael, who goes by the name of Osprey. So, gents, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
Good on you.